We're very quickly approaching the end of our liturgical year. For those who don't know, that the liturgical calendar, the calendar that we follow in choosing which Sunday in ordinary time or when Advent starts and all that, is a little bit different than our calendar year. The first Sunday of Advent is the beginning of the new liturgical year, the new liturgical cycle. And we're just about there. We've only got 2 weeks until the first Sunday of Advent. It's just 2 weeks from today. Sometimes it's hard to believe it's almost here, and sometimes it's like it's here already. You know. And what usually will happen in the scripture readings at the end of the liturgical year, both for the daily Mass cycle and the Sunday cycle, is we start to focus at the end of the world, at when our Lord returns at the end of time. And it's good that we get this reminder every year that eventually there will be a time when our Lord will return. There will be an end of the world when we will enter into eternal life. We will be reunited body and soul, and we will be judged, and we will enter into eternal life. And we need to keep being reminded of this because we don't know when that's going to happen. You know, it could happen today, it could happen a year from now, it could happen 1,000 years from now. We don't know when that day is going to come. And so we need to be reminded. We also need to realize that we don't know when our time on earth here is done. Again, we could have another 10 years of life, you have another 50 years of life. We could have another day is all we have left. We don't know when our Lord is going to call us to him. And so we need to always be reminded and prepared for that day when we do meet him, in that final judgment. Now, there are groups throughout history that have tried to predict when our Lord is going to return, because of course he didn't tell us in one place in the gospel that even he would not reveal, did not know the day nor the time. You know, it would not be revealed to us when it would happen. And so these groups have tried to figure out when is Jesus coming. You know, they'll look at a reading like the gospel today and say, oh, well, yeah, there's earthquakes and there's wars and there's famine. Oh, so it must be this and this and that and the other thing. It's got to be coming soon. And of course, it hasn't happened yet. There are groups that have tried to look at the scriptures and have tried to actually figure out, like, it's a mathematical formula embedded in the scriptures of when our Lord will return. There's one gentleman about a decade or so ago who had some Protestant radio stations, and he actually figured out this whole elaborate formula that said that a certain date was going to happen. And of course, that date didn't happen. Our Lord didn't return on that date. I made a mistake in my calculation. Let's try this again. And he picked another date. And he was wrong again. Now, to be fair, he was very honest. I mean, he was very sincere about this, but he was also sincerely wrong. Well, his date to meet our Lord has come. He since has passed and now knows when our Lord is going to return and that he was wrong in his dates. But he's not the only one that has done this. There are groups, Seventh-day Adventists, their founder, Ellen White, she was a prophetess who claimed to know when our Lord was going to return. And of course, she was also wrong, and so on. In all these different groups, as our Lord says, see that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name saying, I am he and the time has come. Do not follow them. He has chosen the date when he will return. He just hasn't told us. So we need to be ready for that day when he comes. And we must not be lax in our preparation. We must not think, well, as we can so easily do, I've got plenty of time. I've got plenty of time left in my life. I'm relatively young. I'm in my mid-40s. I got easily another 40, 50 years. I'm good. Well, that 40 or 50 years becomes 20 and 30 and becomes 10 or 20 or 5 or 10. You know, next thing you know, we're not ready. We need to make sure that doesn't happen. Because we have been in the end times. We have been in that time of preparation for our Lord's return from the day that he ascended into heaven. Again, there's these Protestant groups that like to say they're getting ready for the end times because there will be the rapture in the end times. Well, I hate to say it, they're a little late because the end times started and the rapture isn't what they think it is. They take it from a passage about there'll be two in bed and one will be taken and one will be left. But if you read the context of that passage, it's not the ones who are taken that are the ones who were saved. It's the ones who are left. In the rapture, they say the ones who are taken are the ones who were saved. No, the ones who were taken were the ones who were condemned. The ones who were left were the ones who were saved. There are things like that. As the prophet Malachi says, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble, and the day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch. Well, we know how quickly stubble will burn, hay will burn. You know, if you've seen a hay fire, hay bale on fire, you've seen a field, a grassland burning. The fire we had just south of town last year. Things like that. We know how quickly that can spread, how quickly that can burn. And people are often caught unprepared when such a fire starts. We don't want to be like that when our Lord returns. We don't want to wait till later. We want to be ready now because we are in the end times. And when we see all these predictions that our Lord talks about, the wars and famines and plagues and earthquakes and so on, we shouldn't be discouraged that our Lord hasn't come yet, despite a history of all of that. He will come when his time is ready. We need to be prepared. Well, how do we be prepared? Well, of course, we prepare by following him, by following his teachings. And I like St. Paul in the second reading where he shows that's what I've been doing. You know, he's saying that he has been showing the example of what it looks like for us to live. He says, you know how one must imitate us, for we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. In contrary, night and day we work so as not to burden any of you. He was trying to show the example to the Thessalonians that we must constantly be working to be prepared for salvation. We must constantly be working in a way that shows the love of God and love of neighbor. I like this phrase, and I want to use this phrase. Instruct and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to work quietly and eat their own food. I like that phrase, to eat your own food. He's saying, mind your own business. Don't gossip about someone else. Don't talk about what's going on, what these other people are doing. Mind your own business. Eat your own food. I like that phrase. I want to start using that to tell someone to mind their own business. Gives me the chance to maybe even preach the gospel a little bit in the process. But we need to be, minding our own business, which is minding the business of salvation. He's not saying don't share the gospel. He's not saying don't, instruct people on, avoiding sin and so on. He's saying don't sit there and tear others down. Don't sit there and gossip about others. Don't sit there and cause division and strife. Love God and love your neighbor. Mind your own business. And that is our business, is to love God and to love our neighbor. We need to be willing to do that. And that is how we prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord, is we ensure that we are in relationship with him, that we are following his teachings, and that we are reaching out and loving our neighbor, serving our neighbor. But we are not tearing down our neighbor. We are not gossiping. We are not being deceitful and so on. So may we truly prepare ourselves for that day when our Lord comes. Because we don't know when it's going to be. We don't know when these end times will end and our Lord will return. And as our Lord Jesus tells us, by your perseverance, you will secure your lives.